From radioinfo.com.au. This is what's happening in radio this morning, Tuesday, the 11th of February. Hello, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining us for this, the first edition of our daily flash briefing. Looking at the headlines, 5MU's Barry Martin has revealed the seriousness of his health issues. Michael Clark is set to join Sky Sports Radio. And Radio Info's Peter Saxon claims many digital companies are ticket clippers. He'll join us shortly to tell us why.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They say when the chips are down is when you find out who your real friends are. For longtime 5MU personality Barry Martin, that time has unfortunately come, with doctors delivering him devastating health news. Scores of his former Murray Bridge radio workmates have flooded social media all weekend with messages of support. Not much stays quiet for long in radio. The industry's abuzz with reports that Michael Clark is about to become Laurie Daly's co-host on The Big Sports Breakfast. Clark hasn't had a media role since Nine lost the cricket to Fox Sports and Seven. It seems those streaming giants are on the hunt for revenue, and radio's a likely target. In his in-depth opinion piece on the Radio Info website this week, Peter Saxon says many digital platforms like Apple and Spotify are ticket clippers, wanting to take a small bite of the action many times. Peter joins us now. Peter, how big a threat do you think the industry is facing?
Well, the danger is that they find a way to get into a business model and click the ticket along the way while producing nothing. So, you know, if you have an aggregator, say Apple or whoever, or Facebook that pushes news at you, now it's all very well, but they didn't create the news. So they get the advertising at their point or a chunk of it while they curate this news for you. Now, it's bad, firstly, because the people who create the news, the people who pay the journalists, aren't getting paid. But, you know, there are other social problems with it too.
Well, you've done quite a bit of research for your opinion piece. Looking at it now, how dangerous do you think they are?
They're trying to get into radio space, but I think they've got a long, hard road to hoe with that. We still haven't cracked the locality of weather, you know. I mean, they're going to be pretty useless in the type of rains that we had in the last couple of days and the bushfires and all those things that they're just not going to be able to react to.
Well, the article makes great reading, Peter, and congratulations on it.
Thanks very much, Brett.
And you can read Peter's opinion piece in full at radioinfo.com.au.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And some other stories catching industry attention today. The BBC's Zoe Ball has good reason to be worried. Since Zoe took over the BBC Radio 2 breakfast show from Chris Evans a year ago, she's lost nearly a million listeners, down from 9.1 to 8.2 million. Zoe says it's a personal blow. And back on home turf, it's a nice gig for Lish Fager, who's now the voice of ABC Breakfast in Canberra. It's a prized role in one of the most influential markets in the country, especially when Parliament's sitting. Fager was offered the hot seat following an internal shake-up of on-air talent. The full details of all these and other industry stories are now available on radioinfo.com.au. Next, We'll look at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I-98's Christy Hayes has pulled the pin and won't be co-hosting Wollongong's breakfast show this year. Lyndall Rogers will step into Christy's role. It's great news for SCA's Trevor Crook. He's been bumped up to head of sports and partnerships. And some interesting jobs are on offer in the industry right now. Grant Broadcasters is looking for a content director and announcer for 2EC and Power FM in Bega. And 2CH is on the hunt for a direct sales executive to be based in Sydney. You can find details on these and many other industry jobs right there on the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes. Thanks for your company. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to stay on top of what's happening in radio at any time of the day, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.